Hello and welcome to the Adoration Songbook. I'm Paul Lusher with the Center for Church Music in Grand Haven, Michigan. Today we sing a hymn that might be new to you, but it's a great hymn of commitment and devotion, Make Me a Captive, Lord.
Make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conqueror be. I sink in life's alarms when by myself I stand. Imprison me within thine arms, and strong shall be my hand.
When we sing a hymn, we allow our control center, that is, the mind, to concentrate on the truth of Scripture. Make Me a Captive, Lord, helps us to focus on the many paradoxes found in God's Word. When I am weak, then I am strong. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. He that is least among you all, this is the one who will be great. Our hymn says, My heart is weak and poor until it master find. It has no spring of action sure, it varies with the wind. It cannot freely move till thou hast wrought its chain. Enslave it with thy matchless love, and deathless it shall reign.
My heart is weak and poor, until it master find. It has no spring of action sure, it varies with the wind. It cannot freely move, till thou hast wrought its chain.
Describing our hymn writer, Reverend George Matheson, Dr. Don Husted, who, by the way, wrote the beautiful music for the hymn, says, One of nature's great phenomena is this. A kernel of wheat must disintegrate and decompose in the ground in order to reproduce itself. It must die in order that it might continue to live. No doubt Reverend George Matheson learned this lesson through his own personal experience. As a brilliant young ministerial student of 18, he lost his sight. Because of his blindness, he eventually had to give up his research and scholarship in theology, an activity which he dearly loved. Instead, George Matheson gave his time and strength to devotional preaching and writing. During his lifetime as a minister in the Scottish Free Church, he had a profound influence on all who heard him preach, from Queen Victoria to Oswald Chambers.
My will is not my own till
On our website, you'll find the words and music to this great hymn. It will challenge you to live as Jesus said, to take up your cross and follow Him, to consider what it means to be a disciple of Christ, and to know the power and strength of a life lived absolutely for God. This hymn, along with others you've been hearing this month, is found on our new CD, Great Hymns of the Faith, Volume 2. If you'd like to order your copy, just go to the website, songsandhymns.org, or you can call us toll-free at 800-587-5780. That's 800-587-5780. I urge you to order your CD today. The hymns will encourage you in your walk with the Lord and strengthen your faith.